Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Today, Rob and I had the idea to just interview people from the news, just to learn more about them. These are people that we see on television all the time, but we don't get a chance to know them, how they got their job, their likes, their dislikes, and we've decided to interview them. I'm very excited to be joined by Chris Ketz. He has been the person that has been giving us the news for basically my entire life. When you see Chris Ketz on television, you know you're going to get a great, solid broadcast, and you're going to be up to date on everything that's happening. Chris, it's an honor to have you join us on the show.
You are too kind, but if I may for just a moment, and I know this is ancient history to you, taking you back to your 2 o'clock hour, but I'm not sure if I had out-of-town visitors, friends, I don't know that I would have taken them to the Scout. I'm not saying that's a bad choice. In fact, I just had a couple of friends from Sonoma, California, in town not 2 weeks ago. And, yeah, I don't know that I would have taken them to the Scout.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, you were listening. Now I'm curious, where would you take them? Because we did both views. So we did top of the Liberty Memorial, and then I also wanted them to see it from a different angle, so we went to the Scout. So whenever people come in from out of town, I'm sure this happens. What is your general, what activities are you trying to have them do?
I did the top of the World War I monument, which a great call, in addition to the museum, in addition to, you were talking about barbecue, and you ended up, I think, at Jack Stack on the Plaza. Again, great call. I ended up at Jack Stack in the Freight House District because it was close to Union Station and close to the museum there, across from Union Station. And I was like you, you know, figuring that the gas station, Joe's Kansas City, there was probably a long line and it's hot outside and I'm not sure I wanted to put my friends from Northern California in that sort of situation. But you know, the one place that they wanted to see, that they really wanted to see, and they were in a hotel room in a small boutique hotel around the Art Institute. They wanted to see Arrowhead. Not that they were necessarily football fans, but they are caught up in Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and, by extension, Taylor Swift. But they wanted to see Arrowhead, which I really found to be interesting. Now, they didn't necessarily want the tour, but they just wanted to see the structure, which, of course, was easy to do. You can, you know, just drive out there and, you know, drive in through a gate and stop in the parking lot and let them out and just, you know, they get out of the car and it's just kind of took in the view. But I really found that fascinating. And these are two people that aren't necessarily football fans, okay? I think they follow the game. I don't think they're necessarily passionate about X's and O's or anything like that. But they wanted to see Arrowhead. And I found that interesting.
Right now, we're joined by Chris Ketz of Channel 9. We're learning more about the news broadcasters today. This has been a really fun exercise. So I'm on the website, and I see your bio. You joined Channel 9 July 4th of 1983. What has kept you in Kansas City this long? What has kept you in news this long? That's a long time to be doing the same thing at the same station.
This is from as early as I can remember. This is what I wanted to do. My father, as you probably saw in the bio, was a television news anchor up at the ABC station in the Quad Cities, specifically Moline, Illinois, for 35 years before he passed away in 1999. So I grew up in the business. My oldest son, Jonathan, who I think has been on your show once or twice before, if I'm not mistaken, who is a reporter at Fox 4 and just doing a great job. Jonathan's first television station out of the University of Missouri School of Journalism, which is the world's finest school of journalism. If you don't believe them, just ask them, they'll tell you. Jonathan's first job right out of the box was at my father's television station. So he walked into a building where the street in front of the station and the studio were named after his grandfather. So there was no, you know, no pressure there whatsoever. But he spent 9 years there and had a wonderful time, loved it. Met his wife, and now he and his wife and their four children are now 15 minutes away from where I live, as opposed to 6 hours away. And so I am eternally grateful for that. But this is all I've ever wanted to do, and I ended up here by sheer luck. It's no more mysterious than that. The news director in the Quad Cities came to KMBC in early 1983, and for whatever reason, and we weren't talking to each other at the time that he left the television station of the Quad Cities, but for whatever reason, he got down here, and about a month after he got here, made a call to me and said, come on down. He made me an offer, and I seriously considered the offer, if for no other reason, I knew that I needed to get out of my father's shadow in the Quad Cities. And I was working at his television station at the time, okay? But I knew that if I was going to make a career out of this, I needed a place where nobody knew who my father was. Does that make sense? I just needed to sort of strike out on my own. And so I thought about the proposal and ended up accepting it. And it was, to this day, one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Right now, we're joined by Chris Katz, learning more about his career. Two-part question here. Let's just start with this, and then we'll move to the second part of the question. What has been the biggest Kansas City story that you can remember? If you've been covering news in Kansas City since 1983, you've seen a lot of things. There was a big firefighter explosion. There was the Hyatt Regency. There have been a lot of major, major stories that have happened in the city. When you think back to your career, are there a couple that stand out of you realize in real time everybody in the city is focused in on this?
Well, I think the COVID pandemic probably occupies position 1, 2, and 3 on that list. And not necessarily specific stories, but just the overall impact of the shutdowns and how people's lives were turned upside down and the implications of all of that, which continue today. People don't work at jobs the same way they did as they did before the pandemic. And I don't necessarily see that changing anytime soon, whether you agree or disagree. It's here, and I think it's here to stay. So I think the pandemic by far has been the biggest story that I've covered here in Kansas City. But I think along those same lines in terms of impact on the city, I think the fact that, listen, I never thought, and I'm sure you're the same way, I never thought in a million years I'd go to one Super Bowl, much less four. And following the Kansas City Chiefs and this incredible ride that I think they're still in the middle of has been one of those stories that I think it brings the community together. I think there are tremendous impacts along those lines. And quite frankly, it's one of those stories that it's hard not to feel good about your favorite football team and achieving the kind of success that they have and the kind of success that I think is in their future. I don't think this ride is over by any stretch of the imagination. You're a better observer of that than I am. I'm a little bit out of my lane when it comes to sports, but I don't think this run is over yet.
No, I don't think it's over either. Kind of keeping with that same theme, I mean, you have seen almost every cycle of the Royals. Just starting in 1983, you're in the middle of the Royals being the talk of the city. They then win the World Series a couple years later. They go through a 15, 20-year downturn, and then in 14 and 15, they take us all on this magical run. You have seen every stage of Royals baseball.
I don't know that I you're right, but and I'm going back to the parade and the rally outside Union Station after the 2015 World Series. I didn't know what 800,000 people in one place would look like, just being in the middle of it. Okay. That was a question that I found myself in the days before the parade. We knew the turnout was going to be big, and there were all kinds of estimates that, you know, there might be a million people there. Who knows how many people there were there that day? My guess is it's somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 800,000, maybe less, but whatever the number is, that's a tremendous amount of people in one place for one thing. And I was just filled with curiosity as to what that would look like. And of course, the only way that we really got a sense of just the enormity of the crowd was by, well, and not to toot his horn, but Johnny Rollins and News Chopper 9 that day. The first pictures, once the parade started and once the rally started and once the party started, those first pictures that we saw and the crowd going way up the hill to the National World War I Museum and Memorial. My goodness, one of Kansas City's best moments. And something that will stay with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, if I had to say, like, if someone asked me, hey, you know, what was the best day of your career? I would say it was the day of the parade. It was one of those things where just living in Kansas City, you never thought you would see one of your teams win a championship. Right. I had really no understanding of what a championship parade was. And seeing how happy people were from basically the moment the sun came up until the moment the sun came down. And it just felt like a great conclusion to what those 2 years were. Just all of a sudden, the Royals were an okay team. Next thing you know, they pop up and they're in the playoffs. Next thing you know, they're in game 7 of the World Series. They lose, but they're back the next season. It just felt like this incredible storybook run that had the perfect ending.
And now I think the Royals are at a bit of a crossroads in terms of their future. They're trying to figure out where the next new stadium is going to be. My money is still on the Washington Square Park site across from Crown Center, but I will preface that by saying, too, anybody, and Carrington, you know this, I think anybody who says that they know what the Royals and Chiefs will do when it comes to their new stadiums probably doesn't know, because I'm not sure at this point even the teams have 100% clarity on what the answer to that question is. I think they have a pretty good idea. I think the Royals have a pretty good idea that maybe Washington Square Park is where they want to end up. How to pay for that is still the open question. And I think for the Chiefs, and I could be wrong on this, I could be wrong on all of this, but if I were a betting man, I think it's probably 51-49 that they end up out by the Legends. But again, I wouldn't take that to the bank, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel that way, too. I do feel like the smart money is probably with them building a new stadium. One reason why I'm so passionate about the stadium issue on our show is there really hasn't been too many stories like this, at least not in my life, where, I mean, we're talking about the way that it shapes a community. You're taking it from one community, and we're talking about moving it to different parts of it. You know, whenever we had this conversation about the airport, it was going to move across the street. When we had this conversation about Sprint Center, it was just obvious that, hey, Kemper Arena is old, it's time for a new one, and I thought they had a really good way to pay for it. This is something that affects everybody that lives in the metro. It doesn't matter if you live in the city, in the suburbs. This is a really big decision for everybody.
And not only is it a real big decision for everybody, and I'm sure you're seeing and have seen evidence of this as well, just in your conversations with your listeners. I think the level of story fatigue right now is approaching an all-time high. I think people, this is a three-year story. This is a three-year-long story, and we still don't have a resolution, and probably won't have any sort of a resolution until maybe the end of the year, and that's if a lot of things happen to line up just right. The stars need to align just right for, I think, for the Chiefs and for the Royals to be comfortable with making a decision here. And I don't think they're there yet. I think the Chiefs may be a little bit closer to that finish line than maybe the Royals are, if for no other reason. And if you accept the scenario that the Royals are going to stay in Kansas City, Missouri, and the Chiefs are going to jump over to KCK, if you follow that scenario for just a moment, I think the Royals are still trying to figure out what the local funding component of this project is going to be. The state of Missouri has already stepped forward with an incentive plan to cover basically 50% of construction costs for the Royals and for the Chiefs, for that matter. but that there's also this local funding element that is not in the Kansas Star Bonds proposal. And what that looks like, who's going to pay what, we still don't have answers to those questions yet. And I don't think the Royals have answers to those questions yet. I don't think people like Frank White and Quentin Lucas have answers, quite frankly, to those questions just as of yet. But they're certainly working on it, but they're not there yet.
Right now, we're talking to Chris Ketz of Channel 9. We have been catching up with newscasters just to learn a little bit more about their career and a little bit more about their life and get thoughts on some of the top stories in the city. Chris, in your career, how have you seen news change in the way that it's covered, in the way that it's discussed? How have you seen news change in your time?
I think social media, when it's all said and done, is going to be the big changer, the big change factor here. And when it comes to social media, it's good. There's some good. There's a lot of bad, I think, because I think people get caught up in social media, be it whether it's Facebook or TikTok or whatever, X, as their primary source of information. And I think whenever you put all of your eggs into one basket, when it comes to where you get your information, I think that's a dangerous place to be. And the fake stuff out there has gotten so good. I mean, it looks so legitimate to people that it's easy for them to fall into that trap. I think the thing for especially people of my generation is that they've never had to work this hard as a viewer. And they're not accustomed to that. And it's because in the old days, you flopped on the couch, you turned on the TV, and there was Walter Cronkite. And you were okay with that. And you didn't have to work real hard at consuming information back then, consuming media back then. It's a whole different ballgame now. And I know people of my generation have a really hard time thinking that they have to work at all when it comes to receiving their information, that they have to really work to try to figure out what is legitimate and what's not, what is a trusted source and what is not. People of your generation and younger, it's probably different because you've grown up in this environment. But people like me have not. And so I think there's a constant struggle among viewers as to who they can trust and who they can't. And so I understand the struggle. I do, because even I find myself sometimes. I will see something on social media that, again, at first glance looks legit. But when you peel away the layers a little bit, you come to the realization that, oh man, this is really fake. It really looks good, but it's so far from the truth that it's not believable. But the danger comes in because it looks so good that people believe it. And I'll tell you, as any news organization, there's just so much of it out there. You can't get your arms around all of it. You just can't. And that's for somebody like me, that's a frustrating place to be.
I've never got a chance to ask a news broadcaster this question before. I mean, I remember exactly where I was on September 11th. I was in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I remember who told me. I remember watching it on television. You're in the middle of it. I mean, you're a seasoned broadcaster at this point. You've been doing it for 20 years at that point. Take us through your 9/11, hearing about it, and then going on the news.
I heard about it basically from another radio host that morning. I happened to be taking one of my kids to school as it was happening, and I got a call. In fact, it was Randy Miller, and maybe many in your audience will remember Randy, who is still around. But Randy had a show over on one of the country stations, and his producer called out of the blue and asked, and I was unaware of what had happened. And I think in the rush to try to get some information about what was going on, they kind of threw me on the air. And I don't remember much about that interview other than the fact it didn't last very long because I didn't have much in the way of information to share. And then once I got home, got in front of a TV and saw the enormity of it all. And then it was time to go to work. And it was such a bizarre time because by the time I got into work, the airspace coast to coast had been shut down. And we're all trying to figure out on this end, okay, how do we cover this story? Especially when you consider that all of the networks at that time, ABC News included, everybody was in wall-to-wall coverage, and we had no idea if or when they would offer local affiliates time to cover the story here in the community. And so it was a lot like working without a net, but like you often have to do in this business, you have to be nimble and be able to react fast. And I think that's what we did. And, you know, I think we did as good a job as we could have under the circumstances, but certainly not something you want to do again, tell you that.
Right now, we're talking to Chris Ketz here for a couple more minutes. I'll get you out of here with some rapid-fire questions. We have been asking this question to people. What was your first concert?
REO Speedwagon.
Where at?
It was in the Quad Cities, Davenport, Iowa.
So whenever you're riding around, what are you listening to? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you listening to talk radio? Are you listening to music? What is your, I'm driving to work, what are you listening to?
Could be all of the above. I listen to a lot of sports radio. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I just finished a six-hour trip up to see my mom in the Quad Cities, and that 6 hours was filled with a lot of music and a lot of podcasts and a lot of sports talk from guys like you.
Tomorrow, if there was a karaoke contest where the winner got $1 million and you were like, you know what, I think I can try my hand at this. I think I can win this $1 million. What song would you sing for karaoke?
New York, New York.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. All right. Whenever you go get ice cream, what's your favorite ice cream? No, you. I'm sure you would do a great job. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Are you a ketchup or mustard person?
Mustard.
What is your favorite movie?
There's so many. Patton.
Do you have a comfort television show? Like for me, I normally watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Boy Meets World. Those are kind of my feel good, just, you know, just an easy 30-minute watch. Do you have one of those?
The West Wing.
That's a good one. I've never seen that before. I remember Ned Yost said he loved that show.
You could, it's on HBO Max. And they had, gosh, they had 8 or 9 seasons. And back when seasons were 25 to 30, 35 episodes, not like it is today.
So, and yeah, those seasons.
It's really good stuff.
Yeah, and those seasons would happen quick. Now I feel like we got to wait 2 years to get 8 more episodes. Like, wait, what? Exactly. Why was there this big gap in the middle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is the last question. So we had Brian Busby on the show earlier. I'm sure you know him very, very well over the years. He said that one of his goals is he wants to bang the drum at Arrowhead. I can't believe that this has not happened. If there's anybody that should be allowed to bang the drum at Arrowhead, it should be him. What do you have one of these kind of goals? Like, I eventually want to turn on the Plaza lights. Maybe I won't be the person that flicks the switch, but I at least want to be up there while somebody else does it. Do you have one of these goals?
I wouldn't mind banging the drum at Arrowhead, and I wouldn't mind throwing out a first pitch at Kauffman Stadium.
Okay. These are things, I mean, I've thrown out the first pitch at Kauffman Stadium. If I've done it, you certainly are eligible to do it.
You throwing out the first pitch, that makes complete sense to me.
You know what? Rob, let's reach out to Sam Mellinger and say that Chris Ketz wants to throw out the first pitch. Chris, if there's one thing I know we can at least talk to the person that can nominate you to at least throw out the first pitch. This has to happen.
Well, if you do, tell Sam I said hi.
We will do that. That is Chris Ketz joining us on the show today with Channel 9, just talking about his life and his career. Chris, it truly is an honor to have you join us today. Really appreciate your time.
I'm a big fan of what you guys do. Keep up the great work.
Absolutely. That is Chris Ketz joining us on the show today. I enjoyed that conversation. I really did. Rob, you did a good job today. A back-to-back Brian Busby and Chris Ketz, you really earned your paycheck today. You really did some phenomenal work. Now, I'm sure you're going to undo it at some point because you're going to say some nonsense, but you really did some fine work today. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I want to say a special thanks to Brian Busby for stopping by the show. Also, Chris Ketz stopping on the show. I think we might have another news person or two. Really enjoyed this exercise. Learning more about the people that we see on television. Some of these people we have seen on television basically our entire life. Chris Ketz has been on the news in Kansas City since 1983. I was born in 88. So my entire life, Brian Busby started in 85. So, I mean, these people have just been very important figures in our life. So happy to learn more about them as we've been going through this. I thought that Chris Ketz made a really good point, and that's why he's the news broadcaster that he is. He talked about stadium issue fatigue, and we see this too, Rob, all the time. I do think the general public is just ready for the Chiefs and the Royals to make a decision. Here's what Chris Ketz had to say.
I think the level of story fatigue right now is approaching an all-time high. I think people, this is a three-year story. This is a three-year-long story, and we still don't have a resolution and probably won't have any sort of a resolution until maybe the end of the year, and that's if a lot of things happen to line up just right. The stars need to align just right for, I think, for the Chiefs and for the Royals to be comfortable with making a decision here. And I don't think they're there yet. I think the Chiefs may be a little bit closer to that finish line than maybe the Royals are.
There's no question in my mind that fatigue on this issue has started to happen. I feel like it's happened for quite some time. Rob, you know my stance when it comes to PR. It's a very, very simple stance. However bad it is for you, if you just sit and you wait 2 to 3 days, people will be over your story. You just got to ride out the 48-hour, 72-hour. Like, I'm not here to stand on my soapbox, but this is why I don't really believe in cancel culture. We just move on from things very, very quick. So, yes, you might have upset people on Monday. If you just sit down and be quiet, you can come back. Remember when Shannon Sharp was the biggest story and we all were making fun and laughing at him? Shannon Sharp will be back on television. He'll settle with this individual. He'll be back on television. He will just continue to go on with his life. You just got to ride out the PR. How I think that applies to this is, if you're over a story, a general story, in 2, 3, maybe 4 days. Stories don't last a week anymore. Somebody shot at the president of the United States. We were done talking about it 2, 3 days later. Hey, he's all right. Let's move on. We've been talking about this one story for 2, 3 years, and there's not really any news or update to the story. We still have no clue where the Royals are going to be. Like, I come on here sometime to act like I know what I'm talking about. Man, I don't know where the Royals are going. I mean, I hear some things I can tell you, some things I can't tell you. I can't come on here with any level of hey, the Royals are going to do this. Man, I don't know. I've been told the Royals, it doesn't make sense for them to move to Kansas. Then they're contemplating going to Kansas. I've been told this by this person who seems to know what they're talking about. Then the Royals say that they're doing something different. At this point, we all are just sitting waiting for them to make a decision. And I think what makes the story so frustrating is, A, we don't know why it's taking so long. B, we also just don't know what more information they're trying to get. I think what Chris said makes a lot of sense. Hey, the Royals are trying to figure out how they're going to pay for all of this. They're trying to figure out how much Missouri can pay for, how much Jackson County can pay for. That all makes sense. Well, then announce where you want to be, and then, hey, we'll figure out where the money is, and we'll work together to come up with a plan. But that's not really how this is playing itself out. I also agree. I don't think we're done. I don't think we're done. I think some of the stadium issue is kicking up because it's the summer, and it's just there's not a lot of news happening. I'm not telling you something you don't know. The Royals are under 500. There's no Chiefs news going on. We're still probably a month away from college football news. Like, this is just a slow period. We all got to talk about something. They're not going on the news to tell you nothing. They got to come up with something. I can't just come here for 20 hours and be like, eh, no, I got to figure out something. The only thing happening is the stadium. So I think that's some of it. And I think the stadium news will die down in a couple of weeks once other things are happening. Once we're at training camp, you guys don't want to hear about this anymore unless something is happening. Once the Chiefs start playing preseason games and getting ready for it, once college football starts, the games will eventually happen. So I do think that's a big reason, but there's no question with what he just said. There is absolutely fatigue when it comes to this issue, talking about this issue, and I think all parties, everybody, me, you, everybody just simply wants some kind of resolution to figure out what the future looks like for the Chiefs and Royals.
Maybe this is a semantics point by me, and that's fine. I feel like what has happened, and I don't know if it's social media, I don't know if it's because it's a dead period, or it's because of the enormity of the story, but I feel like with the stadium future, we get very caught up in the minutiae, and I think fans are getting tired of seeing how the sausage is made, to mix metaphors there. We get stories like, and we do full shows on it, and I'll defend our show, but we do full shows on the Royals buy land in Kansas. We did 4 hours on that. Hey, the star bonds are getting extended in Kansas. We did 4 hours on that. Hey, the Chiefs sent a letter. They're still considering Kansas. We did 4 hours on that. Hey, this bill passed in the House and in the state legislature for the state of Missouri. We did 4 hours on that. Hey, you know, the Chiefs, you know, there's this rendering now. We're going to do multiple hours on that. Friday on this show, me and you did, what, 2 hours on, hey, North Kansas City has asked for a term sheet. They got one. They're still a candidate to get the teams. What does that mean? I think the enormity of the story is why we cover it so big, but I think the things we are covering are small. And at a certain point, Joe Fan, who sits in 209 for Royals games or 324 for Chiefs games, they don't care about how the sausage is made. They don't care about the Royals buying land. They don't care. They just want to know where and when it will be open. And I think that's a product of the vote happened, the vote went the way it did, and now every morsel of information we get feels like, oh, we got to talk about it. And I think we do, because this might be the biggest thing to happen to our community and me and you's lives, Carrington, but it's the stories we're covering are not the future of the teams, like, here's where they're going to be. It's John Sherman and Co. secretly buy some land on 119th and all, which is just different than the future of the teams.
I know you guys might not believe this, but I'm actually excited about the World Cup and plan on attending the World Cup. So I've been keeping an eye open on when I can get access to single game tickets. Again, I want to go. There's a lot of things I usually can, an email or a phone call. We're talking about this is the World Cup. So I'm assuming I got to pay for these. So I signed up for the little FIFA email and been, you know, keeping an eye out. So this morning I got an email. I imagine many of you also got the same email. Said single game tickets are on sale. I got excited. I was like, man, I'm ready to get, I'm locked in. Lock me in. I'm ready to pay for my World Cup tickets. I'm going to all the games. I didn't know that these were the premiums. I thought we've already been selling the premiums. No, we got more premium tickets that are available. I was so excited, I sent Rob the link because I hadn't looked at it yet. Hey, Rob, single game tickets. I know you want to go. I thought I was doing my brother a favor when I sent it to him. Then I clicked on the link. Rob, did you actually click on the link eventually? Did you see the price? Now, these are the hospitality seats. These are the expensive seats. It was $1,700 a game. I was thinking, no. I don't like soccer this much. No, not at all. I don't like soccer this much. Not even a little bit. Rob, when do they start selling the regular tickets? I don't need your little access to your VIP lounge. I don't need the all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink seats. I don't need any of that. I'll buy my own food. I'll buy my own beer at the game. Rob, do we know when the regular tickets go on sale? You're telling me right now there are people that are spending $1,800 or more a ticket for the World Cup without knowing exactly where the seats are going to be, and we also don't know who the teams are? People are doing that right now? These have to be for companies. Like, there are not average people, regular people among us that are buying these tickets. You can't be buying these tickets right now.
My guess is that they are for companies, but FIFA ain't turning down money. So if you want to outbid Budweiser for a pack of tickets in 105, they ain't going to turn you down from outbidding Budweiser. You'll probably lose that bidding war, but they'll let you have the opportunity. I'm going to wait until I know some teams, and then I'm going to head to my local StubHub. And that's how I'm going to find my way into games, because these $8,000 and you get five of the six games, it's just that's even too much for me.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this World Cup, man. I just want to go to one or two games, man. I don't need to go to all of them. I know I'm not that big. I'm really just going. It's kind of one of those things. I'm just going to say that I went. You know, I can admit that. Sometimes I do that from time to time. Oh, you go to, I went, you know. It's kind of, light flex. You know how people are. But you think I'm spending $1,800 to watch Morocco against? No chance. I will be watching that at the house is where I'll be watching that. We need the regular price tickets. That's what we need. We need the regular. Just charge me $200. I'll happily spend that. Give me the $200 a ticket. I will be in attendance for that. But much more than that, I don't know if I'm that interested in watching the World Cup. Not with the countries we could get. Coming up on the other side, tonight is the MLB Home Run Derby. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I understand the slippery slope of artificial intelligence. I understand why we don't want people just using other people's likeness. Like, I get it, right? I'm not here to argue that. If there was one person that I would be very much for, can we preserve their voice? It would be Chris Berman. When I think of NFL highlights, I think of Chris Berman. I love Chris Berman on NFL primetime. I wish from now until the day that I die, I wish that Chris Berman and his voice and his creativity, I wish that he could read the highlights to me and commentate them and offer up his opinion. Whoops! Curtis, my favorite, Martin, rumbling, stumbling. I could just listen to Chris Berman every Sunday tell me exactly. I've already seen these highlights. I already know what's going to happen. I've already watched this game. It's just better when you do it. I tell you guys all the time that YouTube is my favorite channel, and sometimes I go on rabbit holes. Well, lately I have been on an NFL primetime rabbit hole because I am watching Playmakers. I never saw the show Playmakers when it came out. That was kind of one of those shows where your parents were like, you're not watching that show. And Rob, I found it in HD on YouTube. So I'm watching Playmakers. Just never seen it. Very interested. And you know, once you're in a certain algorithm, it kind of keeps you there. So I've been watching like old episodes of Street Ball that used to come on ESPN2. And then it'll just randomly come up where it'll be NFL Prime. It'll be a Chiefs-Broncos game from 2003. And you can hear the commentary from Tom Jackson and Chris Berman. As much as I love NFL Primetime Chris Berman, I'm so happy we got rid of this version.
Way back! Way back! Back.
There's no broadcaster I love less than Home Run Derby Chris Berman. The way that some of you feel about Stephen A. Smith, the way that some of you feel about Skip Bayless, that's how I feel about this.
Way back! Way back!
I never ever want to hear that again during a Home Run Derby. I'm so happy that's out. I'm so happy that's past us. You guys know I'm nostalgic about a lot of things from back in the day. I think we all are. I don't have any interest in ever hearing Chris Berman do the Home Run Derby again. Please don't. Please stay away from us. The other thing I want to share for you is that I'm actually very envious of the Home Run Derby. I'm very envious because they get everybody to do it every year. The same people don't do it all the time. Like, I don't need Aaron Judge to do it every single year. Aaron Judge has said, if they put the Home Run Derby at Yankee Stadium, he said, I will do it. He's already done it once. I don't need to do it again. If you guys put the All-Star Game at Yankee Stadium, I will do it in front of the hometown fans. That's great. Shohei has done it before. Anybody that you think can hit home runs in baseball has signed up to do it at least one time. Some of them multiple times. They've gotten Shohei Ohtani to do it. They've gotten Aaron Judge to do it. Back when you and I were coming up, I mean, everybody, Sosa, McGuire, Griffey, everybody has done it. That's how the dunk contest used to be. They would get everybody you wanted to see do the dunk contest until one person decided, I'm too cool to do the dunk contest. That's part of LeBron's legacy to me. I don't necessarily care about him changing teams. You're a free agent. You're allowed to go whatever team you want to be on. That's the point of free agency. The point is your contract expired. Go do what you want to do. LeBron has never forced a trade. He's never left. You can do whatever you want. LeBron's legacy to me is it was obvious everybody wanted you to do the dunk contest. It's your time. You're the next superstar. Jordan had done it. Dr. J. Everybody before you that was the high-flying dunker of their time signed up to do the dunk contest. LeBron, it was your turn. And you told us, there's a video, I've seen it. I'm going to do the dunk contest next year. Okay, good, exciting. Once LeBron said, I'm too cool for the dunk contest, it made it cool for everybody else to say that. There was a year Andrew Wiggins wouldn't do it, and the dunk contest was in Toronto. What are we doing here? It's in your hometown. You're too good to do the dunk contest now, Andrew Wiggins? So I'm honestly jealous. I'm envious of the Home Run Derby. They get every superstar. Cal Raleigh this year. Catcher for Seattle. Hey, we want you to do it. Yeah, sure, of course. Last year, Bobby Witt Jr. You don't have to do the dunk contest every single year. Every year, Vince Carter did it one time. We didn't need Vince to do it 17 times. No, you went in there. You did your best three dunks. It was iconic. Thank you. Every year, though, we can't even get four NBA guys to want to do the dunk contest. We got to go to the G League. We're a couple years away from them getting random people off YouTube. I'm serious. We're a couple years away that they're going to find some basketball influencer and he's going to go up against one fringe NBA player. That's where we are. The NBA players are just too cool to do this. They're too cool. I don't know why. They get everybody to do the three-point contest. Klay's done it. Steph's done it. The guys that shoot threes are willing to do the three-point contest. For whatever reason, they don't want to dunk. They don't want to work. They don't want to jump. They don't want to do any of those things. Robin, it upsets me. So, yeah, I'm hating a little bit. It makes me upset.
I mean, it should. Listen, I love LeBron James. You love LeBron James. But you said it perfectly. This is LeBron James' fault.
It is.
100%. Because before LeBron James, now, not every superstar did it, but the people that we viewed as the best dunkers wanted to show they were the best dunkers.
100%.
We had Jason Richardson doing cool stuff. We had Vince Carter. And a little bit after LeBron, we had a few people that still signed up to do it. I feel like Nate Robinson, it was like a Spud Webb type of energy. Dwight Howard, the opposite of that. It was kind of cool. Blake Griffin did it.
I actually feel like Blake Griffin was the last person that everybody wanted to see do the dunk contest that actually agreed to do it.
And then since Blake Griffin did it,
which was like a decade ago now,
it's like every person realized, oh, I'm not going to be better than that, so I'm done.
They can't even, they honestly can't even get four people to do it. I'm serious. They can't even get four people.
The reigning champion is a G Leaguer.
Yeah, like
he's back-to-back champion.
We can't find four guys to do this. Someone on the text line says, "See, I don't have the answer to this. Did Kobe do it?" Kobe actually has done the dunk contest. He did it one time. He actually won the dunk contest the one year that Kobe decided to do it. I think it was 98 Kobe did it, maybe 99. It was one of those 2 years. I know for a fact Kobe has done the dunk contest before. But yeah, that's it. I just want those guys to do the dunk contest. And all the reasons I hate about NBA players, we always got to think of ways to give them more money to get them to do stuff. Like, wait, we got to give you more money to play in regular season games? You need more money to compete in the All-Star game? You need more money to do the dunk contest? What's happening? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander makes $75 million a year. You need more money to go to work? What are you talking about? Do the dunk contest one time. How hard is this? Try hard in the All-Star game for 20 minutes. It annoys the hell out of me. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Makes me sick. Coming up at the top of the hour, there is a quarterback list that is out. ESPN ranked the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. Oh, it's arguing time. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.